It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
The 71st Annual Emmy Awards went down last night. Very unique in that there was no host. Homer Simpson helped open the show, which is funny. Fleabag, which I have never seen, was named Best Comedy. And its creator, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, won for Best Writing for a Comedy and Lead Actress in the Series. So I got to check out this Fleabag
show. I hate when things win.
I know, right?
And it's like, but I haven't even heard of it. Like, there's no way the normal person has heard of these shows.
Right, but I have heard of The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, and everyone says it's amazing. Tony Shalhoub and Alex Borstein won for Best Comedy Supporting Actor and Actress in that. Bill Hader was named Best Actor in a Comedy for Barry. Game of Thrones won Best Drama. We've all heard of that. Best Direction for a Drama, Emmy went to Jason Bateman for Ozark. I've heard really good things about
that. That is an awesome show.
Yes, I've
gotta
heard that's
watch
the deal.
That.
And I love Bateman. Michelle Williams won for Best Actress in a TV Movie or Limited Series. This is really cool. Halsey performed on the show a little Cyndi Lauper.
And you say, go slow, I fall behind. The second hand unwinds. If you're lost, you can look and you will find me. Time after time.
Beautiful. I thought that was so good. Ben Stiller presented a Legend Award to none other than Bob Newhart. It was really cute.
What would Bob think today if he could see how the rules have changed?
Yeah, no. It's like legends. Like legends of, you know, comedy that are alive, dead, all different types of legends.
Well, this legend is going to kick your ass.
Because he was talking about him like he passed.
That way you'll know him alive.
Really cool. I love those two. And it was kind of an awkward moment Kim Kardashian and Kendall Jenner faced when they took the stage and people kind of laughed and booed them.
Our family knows firsthand how truly compelling television comes from real people just being themselves.
Telling their stories unfiltered and unscripted.
Here are the nominees for Outstanding Competition Series.
I mean, that's laughable, right?
They got
this
made
is
fun
our
of.
Real life, unfiltered and unscripted.
But when you really think about it, I mean, Kardashian's laughing all the way to the bank.
Oh,
so.
Of course. Yeah, whatever. They're rich, but still.
Keeping with that family, Kanye West, his Sunday service rolls on. This time, he directed an awesome Nirvana cover of Come As You Are. Attend this. It's attracting big names. Brad Pitt was just there. Of course, numerous artists are checking it out. So Kanye's got this new outlet and it's thriving.
Yeah, I wonder if are those songs going to be in his new album that's coming out?
There's no word. He's keeping it under wraps, but that would be sweet. Hmm. Well, Jada Pinkett Smith was grilling none other than her husband about his drinking on her Red Table talk show.
What about your relationship to, how often are you drinking
alcohol? That's my personal business, Jada.
So she asked.
I respect that it's your show, but at the end of the day, this is a house that we share.
I know, I get it.
So does he have an alcohol problem?
Will Smith firing back. Apparently he had one too many on vacay and she was calling him out. But I don't know, maybe there's some deep-rooted issues there. We'll see. Those two, you never know. Okay, she's single once again. Miley Cyrus, she and Caitlin Carter have called it quits. And here's Miley when she was on Ellen talking about when she gets down.
Your sex life with your lover can best be compared to a roller coaster ride, a luxury cruise, a commuter trip on the Concorde. Commuter trip on a Concorde jet?
Yeah.
That means it's fast.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm good.
So Miley, she is fast because now she and her new girlfriend have broken up. She and Liam got divorced and she has this girlfriend everyone's talking about. Her reps are saying Miley doesn't want a serious career or a serious relationship, rather to focus just on her career. And the two girls split up. They're just going to be friends.
All right, well, that was quick.
Hey, that was real quick.
Mackenzie with the garbage here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.